everybody. So today's episode is going to be about grudges. I mean, from experience, I tend to hold grudges, not as much as I used to, because, you know, life's just too short to continuously be hating someone. But in the past, I held pretty good grudges against people. One of them is actually someone that was my bestest friend. This is like so long ago. Sophomore year of high school, which was like maybe 2013, I was dating this guy from Azle, and my best friend, who I trust and loved, I was telling her about how he kind of just disappears and doesn't text me for a few days to a week, or when he does text me after that amount of time, he acts like he's always been there, like he's always was texting me. I'm the one who hasn't been texting him, and how he was waiting for me, but I had, like, proof that I was obviously trying to get a hold of him. He's my boyfriend. Like, I'm not just gonna friggin' ghost you. Well, I was texting her about how all these things about him were frustrating me. And, you know, like, I didn't want to hurt his feelings because, you know, he already felt bad that... Because eventually he started feeling bad that I was upset that he was ignoring me. So then he started realizing that he was in the wrong, and so he started feeling really bad, and this was close to my birthday, and his sister told me that he was buying me all these gifts and stuff, but, like, I don't know, with him disappearing so much, it just made me feel super uneasy. Like, I don't know, like, if I'm dating you, you gotta text me. I mean, not 24/7, but every once in a while at least, I can know you're alive or something. So I just kept feeling like he was up to something. And I was telling my best friend this, and she is texting him the same time I'm texting her about this. So she's sending screenshots of what I'm saying to her about how I'm frustrated and how I think he's maybe cheating, and sending it to him. And then he calls me, and he's like so pissed. He's like, Hope's texting me about how you think I'm cheating, blah blah blah, like, you kind of told me this. And I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about? You know, kind of playing dumb, because I know I said it, but, like, I said it to my best friend thinking I could trust her, but that was not the case. So eventually this led to our breakup, because with how he was acting towards me, I knew something was up. Like, he was way beyond mad. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, he knew he was guilty of something, so he was acting out on it. Like, obviously, even if it wasn't, like, if it wasn't true and he's upset that I'm accusing him of something, you wouldn't have acted like this. Like, I have never seen someone act like this before. He started accusing me of doing it, and I'm like, excuse me? Like, who else am I gonna date? Like, I thought I was, like, really ugly, and, like, who else would want to touch me or talk to me? And then eventually we broke up, blah, 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 and he called me, like, horrible names, I'm a B-word, and I should go to hell, blah, 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 and how he bought me all these wonderful gifts. Well, funny enough, I was very correct about the cheating. He posted on Facebook 2 days later, not a week later, not a month later, 2 days later, about him in a relationship with this other girl. I'm like, you are such a freaking liar. Like, You're over here saying, oh, no, I'm not cheating. You're a B-word, blah, blah. But you freaking were. Like, I'm not stupid. I had a gut feeling about it. And I should have just came to you with it instead of texting a freaking backstabbing best friend. He gave her... Sorry. Excuse me. He gave her all of my birthday gifts. Like, y'all. At this point, I'm, like, laughing. Like, I'm not even sad. I'm, like... I'm 15. Not even... Yeah, I was, like, 15. What am I missing out on? Nothing. All we did was kiss, honey. Like, if that's what you want to do, if that's who you want to be with, you do you, honey. That's okay with me. May God bless you through that. And what's even more funny is a year later, this girl gets pregnant. Pregnant. I'm like, okay, dodged a bullet. And this guy, he wanted to be in the Air Force, and he didn't even pass any of the tests to be in the Air Force. So now he works at like some janky place. I don't know. And they're broken up. They got married, divorced after a few months. And now they watch the kid every once in a while. But what I heard from his best friend is she's trying to say it's not even his kid anymore. I was like, what? That's crazy. Like, I can't even imagine having a freaking kid with someone, but it's not even my kid. Like, it must suck to be a guy sometimes. Anyway, that is one of the grudges I held against one of my best friends, and I held it for about, let's see, I think maybe 6 months, and then we became best friends again because, you know, high school, blah, 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 we're cheerleaders. I mean, it's hard not to be around her. And then towards her senior year, she started doing these things again to me. She, like, every time we would go on a date or something with each other, like a double date, she'll try and sit there flirt with my date because he's cuter. Or if I'm talking to someone, she happens to have their freaking cell number, texting them. And that makes me uncomfortable because of what she did to me. And, when she left high school, I just didn't really want to be friends with her anymore because I didn't want to be friends with someone who always was there to steal your man. Like, you're my best friend. You shouldn't be stealing my man or the guy I'm interested in. It's just, she did that with not only me, but my bestest friend in the whole world, Taylor. Like... Taylor was dating this guy from her job, and Hope liked him, and, Taylor was dating him first, let's just say that, and then they went on a break, and Hope started talking to him, but then Taylor and that guy got back together, and Hope just cannot let go, you know, Hope... Because he still had feelings for Taylor. Like, he didn't have feelings for Hope. Hope had feelings for him. And then, he decided that he should be a little man, H-O-E, and go sleep with her while talking to Taylor. So, like, I still can't even bring my brain around it. Like, this... is disgusting. Like, you're claiming to be Taylor's best friend, but you sit there and backstab her by sleeping with her man. Like, is this for real right now? Like, this is a joke, y'all. I just can't even imagine why there would be people out there like that. Like, I would never even talk to one of my best friend's guys, let alone, like, sleep with him. Like, maybe flirt here and there, but, you know, that's where it's gonna be. That's where it's gonna stay. I would never go past that. I would never initiate something, especially if I know she has deep feelings for this person. Like, I would never hurt my best friend's heart like that. Because, you know, if she did that to me, that would hurt my heart. But, you know, that's how life is, you know? You gotta pick who is in your circle and who's not in your circle. You gotta cut ties off, no matter how deep the ties are and how long you've been friends. And, you know, you always make new friends. Like, Katie's my best friend. Brittany from Tarleton, and I'm really happy with where I'm at with my best friends. I don't hold grudges anymore. I mean, if I do, it's maybe for a day. I mean, you have to really do something to make me hold a grudge. Like, really serious. Like, a pretty understandable serious. Because life's too short and you can't miss out on opportunities with people just because of one simple mistake, you know? But, yeah. Thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. And have a great day.